This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com and the director of the World Sweeping Association. Sometimes the best ideas come from the people that are out there every day doing power sweeping, and this is no exception to that rule. The president of Nomad Sweeping, that's located near Montreal, Canada, came up with a great idea for what they call the Piranha Segments brush. It is a different type of broom attachment. According to Christian Robertson, who I have on the phone with me, who's president of the organization, it will last longer, it will do a more aggressive job on especially plant material and other kinds of heavy, hard-to-remove material in curb lines than any other brush out there. And I wanted to give him an opportunity to talk about how this was developed, what their problem was that they were trying to address. As a sweeping company, they have 10 sweepers mixed between mechanical broom and air sweepers, and how they came up with it and what their response has been to date. So if you would, Christian, go ahead, take the ball and run with it. Tell us how this got started and where it is today.
Essentially, as Ranger mentioned, we are a sweeping company. We had picked up a large contract for a municipality that wanted us to weed side of the roads to curbs. Fortunately, with the existing brushes that are on the market right now, the brushes were extremely heavy. They weren't really cleaning the curb correctly, so we set out to create a brush that would take the weeds off the side of the road, would allow us to have a heavier duty brush that would be more aggressive on the grime that was on the road that stuck on. After like 3 months of prototyping and a dozen different prototypes, we came up with the Piranha Segment, which essentially is a segmented brush that gets attached or added onto a standard gutter broom. A segment gets bolted on every single bolt that holds the gutter broom. Rotation of the brush occurs, allowing the Piranha on the outside of the rotation. Piranha does the hard work, whereas the regular gutter broom does all the final work on it. The unexpected benefit to all this is that the Piranha segments actually hold your gutter broom up in the air because they're so rigid. So the very, very tips of your gutter brooms are all that's actually touching. In that respect, your gutter broom only wears at the same rate that the Piranha segments wear down. That gives a final result as you're actually more than tripling the lifespan of your gutter broom. What we're seeing right now is we're a little bit over 40 cities and in negotiations and in trials with several other cities right now across North America. Cities are seeing that because it's making the brushes longer, the cities are running the brush year-round from the spring all the way to the fall. We actually have some brushes in two cities in California currently. They're using the brush not for the weeding, but just for extending the gutter broom life. If you actually sit down and do the calculation of the brushes that you would have to change and also the time inside your garage for your mechanic, the brush actually ends up being virtually free because of all the expenses that are saved. So, and we've also done some testing. Having a gutter broom attached to a Piranha brush actually reduces the friction on the brush itself. So it actually makes the brush easier to turn and will also inevitably be not as hard on your hydraulic systems. So all of that equals saved money in the end.
Well, that's very positive factors for using the Piranha brush. These will bolt onto, just to be clear, and I know the answer to this, but they bolt right on over top of your existing gutter broom.
They actually get trapped in between the gutter broom and the drive plate.
Mm-hmm.
So they use the same bolts that you're essentially the Piranha Universal. So any type of any bolt-on type of gutter broom that you have, the Piranha will fit on your machine. For example, a Johnston usually has two segments which have three bolts on it. You'll put six segments on it, and if you end up with an Elgin type machine, you'll actually be running eight segments on your brush, eight segments of Piranhas on the gutter broom. Certain Elgins and Schwartz machines have up to five section on it. So some machines end up with as many as 10 segments on their gutter broom. The cost savings alone just make it so that the machine is able to attack anything it encounters on the street, whether it's dried up dirt or mud or clay, leaves, weeds. And the ability of the Piranha, because it's made with the small compressed wires, it actually cleans the gap between the asphalt and the concrete curb. So for cities that are trying to get rid of weeds, some cities are using it right now. It's in testing for to eliminate herbicides because, you know, the cities are all under pressure to eliminate toxic materials that they're dumping in the streets. And this actually does it because it doesn't just cut the grass at the surface. It actually gets in there and it attacks the weeds at the roots and also at the base of the weeds. So the weeds have a harder time recuperating from that than if you were to just cut the ends on it.
So there are really two good reasons why your user base has found Piranha brushes to be a great add-on, it sounds to me like. And I think I really want to bring emphasis to this last topic you're talking about because there are so many difficulties these days with keeping the water clean and meeting TMDL and other requirements to reduce the toxicity of runoff, that anytime you can use something like this, it's a mechanical solution, especially if there's essentially no cost overall to you, and you're saving the cost of the chemicals, and is just not using them. So anything we can do to keep the runoff stream better.
It's mostly time, Ranger, that people are seeing that they're saving a lot of, they're saving on time, they're saving on equipment, wear and tear, because let's face it, what's available on the market right now is really heavy. Each Piranha segment weighs 2 pounds. You know, in most cases, you're adding 12 pounds, and sometimes you're adding 20 pounds if you're going to a 10-segment section. It's virtually nothing. The hydraulic system doesn't see that. It doesn't affect anything. And the other brushes that are available on the market are really hard on your system. They're hard on the pins, on the bushings, on the joints. Everything's working hard. We've seen some municipalities and cities that literally the gutter brush the machine wasn't even able to lift the gutter brush back into its travel position. They ended up having to use hatchet straps to hold everything in place while in movement. And then whenever the guy got to his point where he wanted to work, he had to undo all this setup. Whereas the Piranha segments are so light that we've never had any issues at all with any machines where the added weight was any problem.
It all sounds very positive, and I'll leave it to our readers to take a look at it and to give this a try. We did actually have it tested by one of our leading contractors and a group that is one of our advisory board members for the World Sweeping Association at Commercial Power Sweeping. Their experience was that it was a very good, aggressive gutter broom add-on for doing curb lines. And unfortunately, they had it on a crosswind, and the crosswind went down for repairs and in and out of the shop a number of times. So they weren't able to confirm your statistics on the length of service time, but you have many other places that have learned that in any event. So that's fine. Well, is there anything else we should add about the broom? We'll have this interview will be attached to an article as well, but is there anything else we should know other than, of course, your contact information and where to go? I'm going to spell out the name of the website because it's Ballet Nomad, and it's BALAISNOMAD.com. That's where someone can go to see more. And we'll also have on our article, we'll link some video as well, the action video of showing the broom in action.
We currently have a lot of videos online, also on YouTube. So if customers are interested on looking at what our brush is able to do, they're more than welcome to go and look at it.
Well, that's great. They, of course, can give it a try. And what phone number would you like them to call if they were going to give a call?
Sure. They can call us at 450-530-9873.
All right.
They'll be personally speaking to me because I answer every single call.
All right. Well, you're certainly knowledgeable about this, and I appreciate the fact that it's coming from a sweeping contractor. And like I say, that's where oftentimes some of the best ideas come because you're the one out there every day, every night, doing the job, and a lot of times that's where the most elegant solutions come from, and I suspect this is one of those times.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to spreading the word out. We're really proud to say, right as of now, Mind you, we're just starting, but 100% of the people who have tried our brush have reordered.
And that's an amazing statistic, and I can't think of a better way to leave it. We've been talking to Christian Robertson. He is the president of Nomad Sweeping there near Montreal, Canada. If you think sweeping is tough where you are, unless maybe you're in Alaska, it's tougher in the Montreal area than what you're experiencing. We're talking about the Piranha broom segments that promise to extend the life of your gutter broom, put less stress on your hydraulics, and clean those curb lines like nothing else you've seen. So thank you very much, Christian. We very much appreciate your time.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.